everyone. Welcome to my podcast 2021 version. I am so excited that you guys are listening to this and that we get to start off this like brand blessed new year together in this way. I've been wanting to re-up my podcast for a super long time, so I'm so pumped to be doing this. If you're listening to this, you are most likely on my close friends newsletter list, and for that, I love you so much. So over the New Year's weekend, I did a full recap of my personal life in 2020 on Instagram, and you guys, it took me so effing long, like literally hours of my life, because 2020 was apparently the longest year ever, and I didn't even get into the business side of things, and I had a ton happen in my business year. I really realized Instagram is not the format for me to do that, since there's only 100 spots, you know, available on an Instagram story. And I don't know if you guys are ready for this shit, but I had 1,724 photo shoots this year. For some reason, that number is so hard for me to say. 1,724 photo shoots. That means that I had even more than that of clients, because some of my photo shoots include multiple people, right? So like weddings include dozens of people, or in the pandemic, sometimes only three, and engagements, for example, are two people. So you can almost say I probably photographed, at least 2,000 people this year. Anyway, I don't even know really how that happened, because I took like 3 to 4 months off of shooting. I'll tell you how it happened. I do know how it happened. And I'm going to go through a little recap of my year. And then after that, I'm going to record a whole separate episode telling you guys the top 5 lessons I learned. But I wanted to share this with you guys first before I made that whole episode, because again, if you're listening to this, you're on my newsletter list. I consider you guys my closest of close. So I wanted to give you guys something extra early and a little special. So I want you guys to, let me just tell you about my year, because that's what this episode is about. So we started off with January, even though it feels like January was not a 2020 month. I ran a special for $20 headshots, which is exactly as it sounds, headshots for $20. And I started the special in 2019 when I was trying to brainstorm a way to be able to support my college student clients in their career endeavors, like in some kind of affordable way. And obviously my main contribution is photography. So in 2019, the $20 headshots exploded, and I ended up photographing in 2019, I think I did 200. In 2020, I did 500 students and community members in the span of about 5 weeks. It was honestly the hardest I've ever worked in my whole life. I like learned more about human faces and posing in those 5 weeks than I have in the last 10 years of photographing people. And my right shoulder was like a full 5 inches above the other from like lifting the camera on that side and like sitting crooked at my desk, like editing with my right arm on the mouse. It was a lot, but it was amazing. I would miss seeing that many people on one time. During that time, I hired my first executive assistant, Angelique. I've always had a really amazing team working with me. I've had photography interns and assistants and editors and a team who I work with for each individual project that I do. But then 2020, I really felt the need to have someone who worked with me on everything that I did. In reality, I really wanted to find a role for Angelique to be on my team. So I designed the executive assistant role around things that I thought her and I could do together, but I will get into hiring in a totally different episode. Okay, we're in February. So February, I ran a small cheer photo off. So I photographed 3 high school cheer teams and I put their photos up on Instagram for a little competition. And the winners of that won free photos later on in the year, which never ended up happening, re-COVID. Fall photo off, which is a sorority version of this, is like literally what founded my business. So I was really excited to start cheer photo off again. I've done it 1 year before, but I'm wanting this year to be the year that I started to do it every year. Re-COVID, who knows what's going to go on with that. After that, March happened. Quarantine ushered in 9 weeks of what would have been my busiest season in my career ever. And instead was like, you know what it was. We were all there for that. But instead of, you know, pining over all the photo shoots that I should have been doing, well, I did pine. I lamented. I cried a little bit, a lot of it. I pivoted, which is what a lot of small businesses had to do. I always wanted to try business coaching. And after the success of $20 headshots, I started doing $20 lessons, mini coaching sessions, $20 for 20 minutes, and I ended up with over 200 clients for that. The extrovert in me was freaking thrilled. It was such a joy. I moved into a new home office and I just like cranked out projects that I had been long putting off and was working with clients. I made a senior guide for males, for dudes, I think called like the dudes guide. I learned Canva. I made a clothing swap guide. I edited like a ton of fun projects that I had to deprioritize because I had so many paying clients. I got to do a lot of fun shoots, edit a lot of fun shoots and fun videos that I had been filmed or videoed or taken over the last couple of years. And really, like, I kicked quarantine once, ass, TBH. I launched my newsletter, which you guys obviously know, which again is so much fun for me. And I did it in a way I did, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I called them catch-up calls. So I offered up for anybody who wanted to sign up for like a 15-minute call just to catch up and to be like, how is quarantine going with you? What do you want to hear from me? I spoke with about 60 people and asked them kind of specific questions, but really just let the conversation go. And I wanted to know like how I could serve them at this time. And really, like, I learned more in those 15 hours talking to people than I could have doing anything else. So highly recommend doing that if you're a business owner yourself. I also had my computers completely redone by Taylor from Taylor Tech, which was an investment worth its weight in freaking gold. I purchased a new desktop, I think in the beginning of 2019, so that I could have one desktop, no, in the middle of 2019, so I could have my own desktop and then my assistant have another. But it turns out that the new desktop I purchased, while yes, was newer, was not as high quality as my current one. So thankfully, Taylor came in and literally tore my computer apart like in pieces and installed like all new fancy gear. And that was just a gift that kept on giving because all the problems I was having with my computer were no longer, thank you to Taylor. I also, during quarantine one, launched a small fundraising campaign for Girls Who Handle It, which is a nonprofit that I started with Julia, by doing donation-based front porch sessions. I was really nervous about doing those during quarantine, but was absolutely able to maintain social distancing and drove around and did really fun shoots of families and couples and roommates right outside their homes. And we raised hundreds of dollars for Girls Who Handle It that way. And it was just really cool to be able to capture that moment of history for people like right outside where they were living out this history, which was their home. BYOB, which stands for Build Your Own Business. You guys might be familiar with this. It is a roundtable discussion group networking experience that Natalie and I put together, and we've been doing it for almost 4 years now, which is mind-blowing. We typically meet in person monthly, and we charge a small ticket price, but over quarantine, we decided to waive the ticket price and to meet weekly instead of monthly. And every week we had a huge turnout because all small business owners were trying to figure out like how to pivot and how to keep our businesses afloat and like how we could support each other. And we just needed each other so much during that time. I also put on my first live virtual posing workshop, as well as several smaller workshops on workflow and Instagram and websites. And then in May, we were able to start shooting again, to God. So I was 9 weeks behind on the busiest time of year, and I had to photograph 48 seniors in 30 days, and it was so insane. I decided to add in morning sessions, which I'd never done before because typically golden hour in the evening is the best time to shoot, but I had to do it out of literal pure necessity because there just like wasn't enough days before graduation, before people were moving, etc. I had so many girls to squish into those 30 days. So I found new locations that worked really great in the morning, and I still am doing morning shoots now in 2021 because I had to learn how to do them over that terrible time. And so it was really cool to be still being able to take some gifts from 2020, and that is definitely one of them. So felt all the feels for my seniors who were like robbed of this last quarter of their senior year. So I opened up free cap and gown photos, and I did 5-minute sessions with seniors in their caps and gowns at the Cal Poly University sign, which is like an iconic spot to take photos when you're graduating. I did that every morning for, I think it was like 11 days. And in those 11 mornings, I photographed 500 graduating seniors. It was so insane. The shoots are free, but most of them gave me a tip, which was really, really kind and so cool. So after the seniors were all done, graduated, photographed, well on their way, started a really interesting year of weddings and elopements. Most of my weddings moved to the next year. So 2021 is going to be a really big year for weddings. But I also got a ton of elopements because people were like, well, we can't get married in the way that we want to. We still really want to be married. So a lot of my clients decided to just elope or to add an elopement and continue with their ceremony when it's safer to do so. And I don't know if I've ever photographed an elopement before this year. And it was just magical to see what people would do when they came up. You know, they had limited resources and limited people allowed to attend and a limited time. And people just really made the most out of it. And it's a whole new beautiful phase to like the wedding section of my business. In addition to all of that with weddings, I realized the need for brides and myself to have an assistant on the wedding day. Coordinators are incredible and do so many things, but they don't have an extra hand to like find the bride's earring that she dropped, or like corral the brother who went to the bathroom and got lost, or like find the person whose car is in the way of the florist. And this year, so much of that fell to my second shooter, but I realized that I need my second shooter to shoot things, to photograph things with me. And I needed that person to be with me and not running off as a go-getter. And what we needed was somebody who is a dedicated go-getter. So we developed and tested this position in the last wedding of the year. So for next year, I'm really excited to like refine and implement that and start offering that to my 2021 brides, just like a bridal assistant, basically. My last big hurrah of the year was a fall photo off. So traditionally, fall photo off is like a 10-day shooting event where I photograph each one of Cal Poly sorority houses all together in a huge group. And then I put those photos up on Instagram for a liking competition, like I mentioned, for cheer photo off earlier in March. And then the winner gets more free photos for the rest of the year. So I've done this every single year since 2013. This was my 8th year doing it, which is super cool. Obviously, couldn't get the whole sorority together because there's like 100, 200 of them. So I brainstormed for months on what we could do to still like persevere through this. And what we decided to do was a very socially distanced one-on-one photo shoot with each and every gal in a participating sorority who were COVID-free in town and, you know, wanted to do it. So it totaled up to be just over 500 gals. And it took a few weeks and it was the best. It was so much fun. I had the gals bring props. The sororities had matching outfits that they would wear. I put up this really adorable backdrop and did the photos right outside my office. And then I posted a collage of all the photos for each individual sorority from the vote on Instagram. And it was a huge hit. And I'm so excited to be able to photograph them all together next year, or this year, I guess, because we're already in 2021. But it was really fun being able to connect with everybody individually. So I love that. Right after fall photo off, take a breath also, because like, geez Louise, what a year already. And I think we're like in September. We recruited for another round of Girls Who Handle It. Girls Who Handle It 5. And then we started weekly coffee dates with them and a Girls Who Handle It book club. And we decided to read the book Daring Greatly. We decided to do the coffee dates because typically we can meet in person with them and, you know, have this kind of connection and make sure they're really connecting with each other. Obviously, we can't do that right now. I want to say this year, but 2020 is over. But this time of life. And so we've been really, really effortfully putting together these virtual coffee dates, which we just so enjoy. The book club is something I can't believe we haven't thought of before. It was actually an idea by one of the girls who handle it, Maddie herself. And Daring Greatly by Brené Brown is just like, oh my gosh, the things that they say about vulnerability and sharing your story, things that they say, she says, is really like the crux of Girls Who Handle It. So, so, so happy that we're reading that all together. And we decided to start another class of Girls Who Handle It without even knowing when the next event will be. We thought maybe it could be in March. That is clearly not going to happen because we decided it was better to have an extra support group through 2020 than to wait till when we knew things would be, you know, able to be having these events. And we're really, really happy that we did it that way. So overall, I'm sure I'm missing so many things that I did, but business in 2020 was like waves of like photo shoots that are even booked pre-COVID and had to be done in a very short time frame. Tons of rescheduling for weddings, pivoting from my normal events, creating like new events with like $20 headshots, cheer photo off, $20 lessons, free cap and gown photos, free fall photo off photos. That is a tongue twister. And really just throwing out like anything I could do for my people. The business theme of 2020 ended up being like serve, serve, serve. That was like my whole mission, was just to serve. And I really did whatever I could to be like, how can I serve my clients in any way? And then I just did it. And not only did I want to serve, I wanted to connect. And TBH, I really wanted to remain relevant. Like, I rely a lot on my in-person presence in the real world, which I'm calling the non-COVID world. Like, I show up to sorority meetings. I host 17 yearly and incredibly large events, like our quarterly clothing swaps. We do BYOB monthly. We do Girls Who Handle It, which has hundreds, if not thousands, of people attending. And without those like in-person touch points that I rely on, I doubled down on building a solid relationship with my clients and community in any way that I could, digitally, virtually, or in a safe manner. And I'm really, really, really proud of myself for how I was able to do that. Had the energy to do that, and how my clients and my community really backed me up and really supported me in that. That was not brief, yeah, but neither was 2020. So I'm going to give you guys a brief rundown of the top lessons that I learned based on all the things that I did, but then I'm going to be recording that episode to actually publish to the larger community. But I wanted to give you guys kind of a rundown of what my business looked like in 2020. A lot of you guys have been a part of my community the whole year, which is amazing, but still kind of fun to hear the recap of really what one can do in a year, even in a year where crazy shit is happening. But also, you know, giving yourself a lot of permission to just figure it out and to do a lot of chilling. I took 3 to 4 months off of shooting. 9 weeks of those months were requisite, but I decided to take December off and then January, which doesn't count obviously in 2020, but because I really just needed some time for my brain to kind of wash itself of the craziness that was the year. But here are the top lessons that I learned this year without going into too much detail, because there's gonna be a whole other podcast episode for that. But number one, your body is the vessel of your life and you have to take care of it. Number two, just do something. Number three, giving is always a good idea. Number four, irrelevancy is completely irrelevant. Number five, connection is key. Number six, each individual person has an individual experience with you. That was a really big one for me to learn this year. Number seven, systems. Number eight, this is a bonus because I have no idea. I think I might say that I'm going to do five, but I'm going to do a shit ton more, as you can tell. You need to have different modalities of connecting with people. You need to flesh that one out a little bit more, but you need to be doing things in different ways. Like almost like you need to be on two different social media platforms. You need to have an email list and you need to have an Instagram. You really need to be trying to find different ways to connect with people. And the last one, forgot what number I'm on, is making sure that you figure out what you can do that you wish you had already done. And that was a lesson that I learned big time this year, because we had time to do things that we didn't have time to do before. Those are my top lessons. That's my recap of 2020. Thank you guys for listening, for being on my newsletter list. And I'm excited for you guys to experience just like a whole new year post 2020. Obviously, great things came out of that year, but I feel like greater things will come out of next year because of everything we learned last year. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys are having a fabulous freaking day. If you have listened to this, please shout out at me. Just like DM me on the gram, respond to this email. I would really, really love to hear from you, and I will talk to you so soon.